getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying sighs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. AAA predicts this will be the busiest Memorial Weekend in nearly 20 years. Some 3 million people are expected to fly. WBZ's Jim McKay is at Boston's Logan Airport.
Plenty of people here at Terminal B getting ready for a Memorial Day getaway.
Headed to Alaska on a cruise.
Yeah. Julie and Terry are sisters. They will be on the high seas for the next week and are glad they gave themselves plenty of time.
We decided to get out early so we could get to the ship early.
Meantime, Christina just flew in from the West Coast. She loves flying to Logan.
Way better than L.A.
And for good reason.
It's less crowded and less stress for us travelers.
The government's Atlantic hurricane season forecast calls for the busiest year in almost two decades. National Weather Service Director Ken Graham.
All the ingredients are definitely in place to have an active season. You know, it's reason to be concerned, of course, but not alarmed.
Graham says there could be as many as 25 named storms. The season starts a week from Saturday. The Senate says no to a bill supporters believe would have eased the border crisis.
On vote, the yeas are 43, the nays are 50.
In Louisiana, a first-of-its-kind bill puts abortion-inducing drugs into the dangerous and deadly category. Now it goes to the governor's desk, WWL's Ian Ozan.
Anyone caught possessing the drugs without a prescription will face a 10-year prison sentence. Representative Julie Emerson carried the bill in the House.
If overutilized, they can be incredibly harmful and cause death.
But other lawmakers, like New Orleans Representative Amy Adato Freeman, said supporters of the bill put politics and lobbyists over women's health.
If you believe in the right to life, you would believe in maternal outcomes being the best for the women of this state.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
In Israel, several families of female soldiers have released video of what they say shows their kidnapping by Hamas October 7th. It's an effort to force Prime Minister Netanyahu to make a deal for their release. CBS's Yatam Confino is in Herzliya, north of Tel Aviv.
This is something that's a constant cause of frustration for the families. They feel like he is not meeting with them, he's not listening to them, and he's not showing them the care and attention that they feel they should receive.
A new research shows an increasing number of children diagnosed with ADHD. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
A new study claims in 2022, 1 in 9 children had been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder at some point. 6.5 million children were thought to have it that year. That's up more than 1 million from 2016. There may be 2 reasons behind the increase: better awareness and more treatment, so doctors are testing more.
The Dow closed down 606. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Blue River CrossFit, dynamic workouts for all ages. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A severe weather risk for tomorrow has been upgraded with two potential rounds of storms. The morning round could bring winds near 45 miles an hour. Higher winds could come later in the evening. A local lawn care worker named Jose Emmanuel Perez Moreno heroically put out a house fire in Caledonia this morning. He stopped the mower, grabbed an extinguisher, and put out kitchen flames. Cops are calling him a hero. Metro's conducting a survey until June 19th. They're looking at exploring service options like adding more trains and enhanced weekend service from the Kenosha station. The DOT starts construction next week on a new roundabout at Highways 11 and J in Burlington. It'll include road closures and detours through the summer. While many communities have canceled Memorial Day parades, Burlington and Racine will hold theirs on Monday morning. They'll be followed by ceremonies. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers shut out in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Marlins last night in a low-scoring game, 1-0. Freddie Peralta giving up a home run to start the game, then settled in. Peralta says the Marlins are a young and improving team.
They have a lot of young guys that they swing hard. They play very good defense. They run. They are fast, most of them. So it's a lineup that you got to be careful. You know, you don't want a lot of on the bases because, you know, they're going to run.
The Brewers are in Boston tomorrow night against the Red Sox. NBA, the Dallas Mavericks beating the Timberwolves 108-105 in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. The Pacers and the Celtics in Game 2 tonight in Boston. The Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, named to the All-NBA first team for the sixth year in a row, the eighth time in his career. Now, last week, Doc Rivers fired three of the team's assistant coaches, including Josh Oppenheimer. A report out today says that Oppenheimer was close friends with Giannis, who's not happy with that decision. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
WRJN Weather. A gorgeous, sunshining day today with highs climbing to the upper 70s. It's the nicest day of the week, so enjoy it because more soaking rain, showers, and storms rolls in tomorrow afternoon and lingers through the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Here's a song that was originally an instrumental by a saxophonist, but the band's lead guitarist later added lyrics to it. It's Spooky on WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. Some plans.
and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Love.
piece of grass walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in the snow. You don't care, I know. Venture Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air. In the air. Wishing on a falling star. Waiting for the early train. Sorry, boy, but I'm winded by a purple rain. Oh, come on, Joe. You can always change your name. Thanks a lot, son, just the same. Venture Highway. Where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Cause a free wind is blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, the Brewers lost a tough one, a pitcher's duel last night, and Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager, talked about his pitcher, Freddie Peralta.
Freddie was magnificent. You know, you give up one run in eight innings or eight innings of pitching, you plan on winning the game. But other than that, we couldn't really get anything going. Their kid deserves a lot of credit, man. That kid was great. He was great. We didn't get on him at all. He was all over us all night, ahead in the count. Really good stuff.
Brewers are off today. They're back in action tomorrow night. You can hear the game in every game right here on WRJN.
Come see what's brewing. The Milwaukee Brewers.
What companies would you want to work for? Just Capital is a nonprofit that tracks which companies are a force for good. Companies like Bank of America, which just earned the prestigious Just Capital 2024 seal. Bank of America is ranked number one in the banking industry and number one for their ongoing commitment to workers, offering best-in-class benefits, including a minimum wage of $25 an hour by 2025. Visit JustCapital.com to learn how a just business is a better business.
Furnished by Just Capital.
Rev up your excitement as Gateway Classic Car celebrates its 25th anniversary this Saturday from 9 to noon. Swing by the brand new showroom on 4 Mile Road for a jaw-dropping showcase of classic, collector, and exotic cars and trucks. Get here early for donuts, coffee, and free 25th anniversary t-shirts for the first 100 guests. This Saturday, a new era begins at the new showroom off I-94 at exit 329 in Caledonia as we celebrate 25 years of Gateway Classic Cars. See you there.
In the hustle of daily life, we often forget to hit the pause button. Take a break and relax at the Peach Cobbler Factory. 12 varieties of mouth-watering cobbler, each crowned with vanilla bean ice cream. From classic peach or indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, there's a flavor for every craving. Shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake or indulgent freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Relax in the warmth of pure Southern delight. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue, open every day noon to 10.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list. And if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
you can get local, state, and national news anytime online at WRJN.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for WRJN News. We'll get you into the news center with Stuart J. Waddles in just a few minutes. Timeless hits. We're back on WRJN. Tell a friend. Well, WRJN's Big Deals store is full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. You just go to WRJN.com, take a look at all the chances to save at least 30%. But this Memorial Day weekend, we're taking another 15% off all weekend long. Just click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. Now let's get you into the news center.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Who's Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least six tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin Tuesday night, as far west as Cochrane and as far east as Kaukauna, with the strongest in Unity at 105 miles an hour. They had to cancel school in Madison because of so many downed trees and power lines. About 50,000 homes and businesses across Wisconsin lost power. Police in Waukesha are giving a tent community until the end of next week to pack up and leave. Police specialist Jason Fink says they're not targeting people because of their homelessness.
But it can lead into certain crimes, like if someone is trespassing or littering or loitering or being disorderly, and we get a call from someone in the community for us to go and address those situations.
The land they're on is owned by an out-of-state corporation that only recently learned the people were living there. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. As cleanups from storms that started the week continue, cautions are going out about storms to end the week. The severe weather risk for tomorrow has been upgraded with two potential rounds of storms. The morning round may bring winds near 45 miles an hour and small hail. The evening event could produce winds up to 65 miles an hour. We Energies has got everyone back online after mass outages Tuesday night. A Kenosha man turned himself into police for charges related to an April shooting. The Kenosha News reports 23-year-old Jerlick Jones surrendered after an arrest warrant was issued earlier this month. He's charged with attempted homicide and recklessly endangering the safety of nine people in connection with a shooting April 27th. A 38-year-old woman and her 17-year-old son were injured. Both survived. Jones is being held on a $250,000 cash bond. Burlington still has a parade. Many communities, including Waukesha, have stopped having parades for Memorial Day, but it's a tradition that continues in the place formerly known as Chocolate City. Memorial Day will be commemorated there with a parade Monday at 9. It starts at Robert and Kane and proceeds to Milwaukee Street and ends at Echo Park. That's where a ceremony will take place following. Racine's parade steps off at 10 Monday morning with a ceremony to follow at Graceland Cemetery. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Gorgeous, sunshining day today with highs climbing to the upper 70s. It's the nicest day of the week, so enjoy it, because more soaking rain, showers, and storms rolls in tomorrow afternoon and lingers through the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Thank you.
make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forget show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 here on WRJN. It's the story behind the hits and the stars that we play every day, and even some songs you may have forgotten about it. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, and it's Saturdays on WRJN.
Did you ever have to make up your mind?
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Here's CCR.
I see trouble on the way. I see very quakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around today.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random useless piece of information you can share with your friends and enemies. Here we go. Today's useless fact is a group of jellyfish is known as a smack. Well, when they sting, it certainly hurts like one, that's for sure.
In the hustle of daily life, we often forget to hit the pause button. Take a break and relax at the Peach Cobbler Factory. 12 varieties of mouth-watering cobbler, each crowned with vanilla bean ice cream. From classic peach or indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, there's a flavor for every craving. Shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake or indulgent freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Relax in the warmth of pure Southern delight. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue, open every day, noon to 10.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Till the stars.
come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
When it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of Brewers, Badgers, Bucks, alongside on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN.
The ink is black.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Eyes meet mine, and lately when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really.
the stars and the sun, for I live to thrill you with delight. I'll give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite, make you dream of me.
CBS.